Good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to go ahead and call the University of Alaska's subcommittee as a whole, Senate Finance Table, to order 15th of April 2024. It's 1:34 p.m. With us today is Mr. Grusendorf, the aide to the committee. If he could come forward, please, and present to us the university subcommittee report that we are to send off to the full finance committee.
Good morning, Herb. Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Chairman. For the record, I'm Tim Grusendorf, staff to Senator Hoffman. In front of you today, you have the closeout report for the university subcommittee. The first document in your file should be the narrative. And then the last document is what we refer to as the BA sheet. And I think that's attachment G. And those are the two items I'll be referring to. The Senate Finance Budget Subcommittee for the University submits the following 25 recommendations to the Senate Finance Committee. The funding for the budget for unrestricted general funds, $331,322,000. Designated general funds, $311,545,000. Other funds, $75,530,000. And federal funds, $190,842,000, for a total of $909,241,000. Positions, permanent full-time positions are 3,664, permanent part-time, 207. There are no temporary positions, with a total position count of 3,871. The Senate Finance Subcommittee, the university reviewed the governor's budget request, and the following are the highlights of the subcommittee actions. The Senate subcommittee accepted the governor's requested transactions with one exception and a couple of fund source changes. Item one on your BA sheet, we accepted the governor's total amount for property, insurance, maintenance, and other fixed costs, but changed $5.9 million from UA receipts to UGF, to general funds. The second item, number two, the subcommittee is not accepting the governor's reduction of $200,000 to reduce Alaska's tuition assistance for Alaska National Guard and Naval Militia members. I just want to let the chairman know this is a duplicate increment, or we denied the reduction, but the increment was also taken in the DMV budget closeout. So when you compile the budgets together, we'll have to make it right. Just one increment from whichever place the chairman thinks it would be best fit. But I wanted to make you aware of that. The last highlight I guess I would refer to is item number nine. We agreed with the House increase of GF funding for faculty and staff compensation. They reduced the receipts, university receipts, $6.1 million, and added $6.1 million in UGF for a total of $12.2 million. The reasoning that we were looking at changing or adding the GF instead of university receipts is in the capital budget, they had a couple items, and there's another one in the operating budget now, the R1. Program that they want to implement. There was a lot of what we thought they didn't have enough receipts to fund those, so we were giving them an opportunity to have a little bit more receipts at their disposal that they're going to have to pick and choose where they want them, rather than have us pick what programs they want. They're going to have to decide on how they want to proceed. I mean, the drone program was one of them that had $5 million of university receipts. And then their R1 program, the governor presented $10 million of general funds and $10 million of university receipts. And we weren't sure those receipts are really available. So what we did is in this regular budget, we tried to free up some of them so they could make a decision on that. The other attached reports you have from Ledge Finance. You'll have an agency totals, a transaction compare one, adjusted base to Senate subcommittee, a transaction compare two, government amend to Senate subcommittee, trans compare three, sub House subcommittee to Senate subcommittee, and there are two other reports on all funding and general funds. So that is the report from the subcommittee chair.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Grusendorf. Do we have questions, concerns from committee members? Seeing no questions or concerns, do we have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move the FY25 operating budget for the University of Alaska from subcommittee with the attached legislative finance reports, agency totals, number one, number two, transactions comparison, number one, adjusted base to Senate subcommittee, number three, transaction comparison, number two, government plus to Senate subcommittees, number four, transaction comparison, number three, House subcommittee to Senate subcommittee, and five, wordage. I also move that the Legislative Finance Division is directed to make any appropriate and conforming or technical changes.
Okay, we have a motion to move the report from committee to the committee as a whole, to the full committee, as presented with the attached five reports in conforming language. Do we have any objection? Okay, seeing no objection, we'll go ahead and move this report on to the full finance committee. I'd like to go ahead and thank the staff, Mr. Grusendorf, and all the aides that have assisted him in putting this budget together this year. It's appreciative. Thanks to Ledge Finance and the University of Alaska for helping the finance committee through this process. So we are adjourned at 1:40 p.m. We are adjourned.